Hey, welcome to the Abundant as Fuck podcast. I'm mindset and business coach, Kylie Claiborne, and I'm here to share with you weekly doses of mindset, money, and manifestation tools so you can create an abundant life and business that you love. I'm so excited you're here. Let's do this. Hey, friends, what's shaking? We're going to talk about drama today. You're not going to leave the drama with your mama. You're going to bring it here today. We're going to talk about mind drama. I want to talk about some of the things that really slow us down with our mind drama. And I also want to normalize it. I want to say that it's okay. You have it. I have it. It is totally fine to have it. We all have it. The question is really, though, what to do when you have it, right? It's not having it that is the issue for some of us. It's like, of course you're going to have it. You're a human being. It's like acting from it consistently that really starts to slow us down and, you know, create patterns of protection and self-sabotage and procrastination that keep us from really moving forward and creating the kind of results that we want in our businesses and in our lives, right? So again, I just want to say, if you have mind drama, hey, welcome to the club. We all do. It is so, so normal. I want to talk a little bit about what is going on in your brain and why this can kind of happen and why it really slows us down. So I want to talk about a little bit of the brain, just some basic things about your brain and this thing called the human triad that we function in until we start to kind of take our brain out of that triad and put what's called our prefrontal cortex. That's the part of our brain that plans, that has our best interest in mind. It plays the long game. It can hold long-term goals for us so that we're consistently moving forward toward it. And it gets us out of our lizard brain or it's, sometimes people call it lizard brain. Sometimes people call it survival brain or your toddler brain, which is your now brain, your immediate gratification. The way that we function when we're in the toddler side of our brain, I'll use that example, is we are, always in this triad of seeking pleasure, avoiding pain, and conserving energy. And if you just really think of a triangle and going between all of those points, that is what we're doing, a lot of us, most of the time, which leads us to avoid failure, right? Seeking pleasure, staying in the comfortable, conserving energy, avoiding the pain of failure, and just always wanting to stay in the known. Can you see that? How that happens for us, how we end up just staying in these patterns over and over and over again, not because it's what we want, but because it's just what's comfortable. And getting out of that triad feels terrifying for most of us. It feels very scary. But that is truly the life of an entrepreneur. It is really how you start to move toward consistent 5K months or consistent 2K months is by getting out of that and processing the discomfort of failure, processing the discomfort of, maybe not getting what you want and moving toward it anyway. Because you're going to fail on this journey. It is just part of it. It is nothing that you need to make mean anything about you. It's just part of it. And when you can kind of separate failure and from making it mean something about you, it just becomes more, everything just expands, right? And now when I think about failure, I don't even really think of it that way. I'm like, I'm either learning or I'm winning, right? Because I'm either going to learn what it is I need to learn or from not hitting the mark or not getting what I want, or I'm going to win because I'm going to hit the mark, right? So mind drama for most of us comes when we are getting out of that triad. And it also has to do with past stories, beliefs that we hold about ourselves. Our brains are really a file cabinet for the past. And so a lot of the way that we frame our future unconsciously a lot of the time is from our past, right? We kind of, well, I've never been able to do that because I've never done it in the past, or I've never been the kind of person that to do whatever, right? Fill in the blank. And so mind drama also comes from that. When we are attempting to, you know, try something we've never tried, but then also like be someone we've never been, right? When we are evolving and we're changing and we're growing and we're transforming and we're shifting our self-concept, which is a huge part of you creating consistent income in your business, is your self-concept, the thoughts that you have about you. And when you're, you know, pulling new thoughts about who you are as a person into your self-concept and you're stepping into those, a lot of mind drama can come up. There won't be any evidence in the beginning for you to believe what you want to believe. And that brings up so much mind drama because we're so conditioned to like, oh, I'll believe it when I see it, right? That's what you hear people say often. And what you will hear from me is you believe it and you'll see it. It is the other way around. And that is how I work with people one-on-one with their brain inside their mindset, because it is only until we make those shifts internally that we start to see things show up for us differently on the outside. Because the truth is, unless we are directing our brains toward where we want them to go, they're probably going to be handing us a whole bunch of BS. And that is not because you have a bad brain or a terrible brain, but because your brain is just in that triad, right? It's always going to try to be keeping you safe. It's always going to hand you doubts. That's its job, because it is afraid that you are going to really get yourself hurt out there, right? It thinks that there might be a tiger out there that is going to try to chomp your head off. But we both know that's not the case. And so unless we're directing our brain, unless we're directing our mindset, it's probably just going to hand us a whole bunch of BS. The way that I like to have and support my clients when they are, you know, kind of addressing the mind drama that comes up for them, a lot of the time what I will suggest for, not all of them, but some of them, is to do a thought dump in the morning, or maybe it's in the afternoon for you, where you are just taking inventory of everything that is going on in your mind, right? You are just looking at it. You're dumping it out on paper. And you're seeing all of the T's, right? You're seeing all of the thoughts, the sentences in your brain. And remember, thoughts aren't truths. They are your perspectives. They are your maybe past experiences or beliefs, but they're not truths. And so when we just dump it out and we just kind of look at it, then we can start to choose intentionally how we want to show up for the day by choosing some of the thoughts we want to think, some of the feelings that we want to have for the day. One of the biggest ways that I see mind drama come up, and I want to like just touch on this because it's been coming up a lot lately on client calls, which is funny. And you guys know I always love to share like themes when I see them, and not necessarily in my private clients, but just on some of the consults I've been on. It's this all or nothing thinking, right? And all or nothing thinking is so common. And I'm going to give you some examples of how this shows up and how you can start to shift it, because it's a trap. This all or nothing kind of thinking is just, it's just really a trap. And it creates a lot of confusion. It creates a lot of inaction. It creates a lot of just like feeling frozen and stuck. And what I mean by all or nothing thinking, and I, after kind of thinking about this today, I was like, you know, I really feel like this is probably rooted in a little bit of the patriarchal thinking, because it is in this like good, bad, right, wrong, you know, there's a right way to do it. There's a wrong way to do it. And if you're not all in, then, you know, you're not going to get anywhere kind of thinking. And what you're going to hear me say a lot around here is, first of all, going all in is very relative. I will use that term because I think it is appropriate in many ways, but it's also relative, just like going big is relative. So you're all in some days may look different than all in other days. But I really think baby steps build bank accounts. I mean, that is just something that I believe to my core. And on the 0 to 5K path, it is so much about baby steps, because there is so much growth. There is so much like mind drama that you're coming up against, so much doubt, so many unhelpful thoughts that you're having to redirect, beliefs you're having to question, money mindset stuff that you're having to look at, that I think all or nothing thinking starts to sneak in. And what it looks like is it looks like we do it with goals, we do it with like sales, and it sounds kind of innocent, but it's like if you think sales are icky or selling is just salesy, if I sell, I'm just salesy. Having those kinds of thoughts, it is an example of all or nothing thinking. And here's why. It's like maybe that one time that you had a sales experience and it felt really gross in your body. And then you decided from there on that that was just all of what sales were, which is very common for a lot of us. So I want you to be onto yourself if you have that thought. And it's probably linked to some sort of icky experience that you had where somebody was pushy, right? They were maybe like trying to push things off on you and it didn't feel good. But thinking that that's just the way it is, that's just what all sales situations are like, or anytime you're selling, that is just what it is an example of all or nothing thinking. Another way that we do this is in our goals. And I was definitely landed in this category for the longest time. It was like, well, I know I'm not going to hit it. So I'm not going to set a goal. I mean, there's a couple things going on in that thought error, but one of them is just this like all or nothing kind of thinking. Another example is like planning. Maybe you want to like have a social media plan where you're going to start, I'm going to post X amount of times per week. I'm going to, you know, do this. And then it comes time, you sit down to do the plan. And of course, you don't feel like it because that is just part of it sometimes, right? That you just don't feel like building your business. And you ditch the plan and you don't do it. And you decide that like planning is just not for you. So those are examples of like all or nothing thinking, or like, you know, if I can't do it every single day, I just can't do it. So notice where you might be having some of this show up for you, where it's just kind of this really polarizing kind of thinking, because what I want to tell you is there's so much beauty in the gray. There's so much beauty in the in-between, and results happen in the in-between. Results happen with the baby steps. And another example that literally just popped in my brain, so I'm going to share it too. It's like if you're on an eating plan and you're doing well, and at lunch, there's like a donut hanging out that nobody ate that day. And so you eat the donut and then you decide the whole rest of the day is just crap, right? You don't decide to get yourself back on. You just decide the whole rest of the day is just, it's a wash. So those are examples of all or nothing thinking. And some of you might be like, holy moly, I'm in a lot of all or nothing thinking. And that's kind of how I felt too when I started noticing this in my own mindset. And so it's okay if you notice it. What I want to encourage you to do, and just what I want to offer, is that there's a lot of places that you can land in the gray. So maybe you can't get up every morning and do the morning routine and work your business, or maybe you do have some thoughts around selling that you want to shift and change. What are some middle grounds? Because no doubt you've had some beautiful sales experience, right? No doubt you've had some experiences with salespeople that you felt very supportive, very like, oh, this is the exact right decision that I need to be making, right? There's also like probably way more of those. But for some reason, our brain just attaches to, we have what's called a negative bias in our brain. And this is like proven, this is scientific, right? That our brain can actually find the negative stuff, the negative comments, the negative feedback. It will like focus harder on that stuff than it will like all of the good stuff. It's funny, I read a story, or I guess it would maybe be more of like a report, where they did a study on like 2 and 3 year olds, where the little kids could actually, and it was all around negative bias, the little kids could actually point out the like grumpy faces in a crowd of people faster than they could pick out the happy people. And it's because of this. It is just because of this negative bias that we have in our brain. And we have that, again, because for a long time, we needed to know, is that animal growling at me gonna eat me? Or like, we needed to be able to scan and know whether something was quote unquote wrong or not. But now it just functions differently, right? We don't need that function as much. And so our job, again, is to like direct us out of that mind BS, because if we stay there, we're just going to stay frozen in inaction. And like I've said before, I'm going to keep saying it, there is discomfort no matter what. There is discomfort in staying the same and not moving toward what it is you want. Yes, you may fail. Yes, you may fall short. Yes, you may not hit your goal. That is so true, right? But I would rather move toward that discomfort than the discomfort of like the groan of really wanting to do something more, to go for it, to earn more money, to really ask more of myself because I know I'm underperforming, than to stay the same. There is just discomfort either way. And so getting beyond the mind drama of like fear of failure, fear of discomfort, and all of that is directing your mind out of that mind BS. But I think it is really, I don't know, I felt very liberated by just knowing a few things about my brain and knowing that like, oh, it's not me. It's not that I'm a negative person, which honestly, I have never really labeled myself as that. I've never felt like I was a negative person, although I had a lot of negative thinking. And maybe you're like that too. It's like, or maybe you have been labeling yourself as a negative person. And what I can tell you there is like, what if you aren't a negative person? What if you just have a whole bunch of like listening to those negative thoughts and not directing your mind out of it? Watch the way that you're labeling yourself. Notice the labels that you are attaching to you and to others for that matter. Do you like them? Do you like the way that you feel when you think about yourself just not being a morning person or not being very motivated? Really pay attention to that, because just because it's always been doesn't mean that that's what it has to be moving forward. So maybe for you this week, what you do is you get up and you just empty your brain out. You do a thought dump. You dump out all of the thinking that you have. It doesn't have to be in complete sentences. It doesn't have to even make sense. Sometimes mine early in the morning makes no sense. And it's okay. Dump it out. Look at it. And then what you get to do is you get to direct. How do I want to feel today? Like, if I had to choose a feeling I wanted to feel the majority of the day, which feeling would it be? Lightness, fun, freedom, playfulness, happiness, joy, confidence. What is it that you want to feel? And then what is a thought that creates that feeling for you? And can you pull it into your day often? That is how new thoughts get adopted. That is how new normals get created. That is how your default starts to become something different than it ever has been. Not by thinking it once, but thinking it a lot and letting yourself shift into the feeling of it all. So having mind drama is totally normal. You have unhelpful thoughts? Great. Welcome to the club, right? It's so normal, but you can direct it and you can shift a lot of it that is just not helping you. And that's where we're going with all this. All right. I love you. Mean it. I'll talk to you next week. Okay. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. One more thing though, before you go. If you are loving the money and the mindset and the manifestation stuff that I share with you here on the podcast, then you've got to get on my email list because I share even more there. And you are front row, first dibs on all of the good stuff that's going to be coming out for fall. So I've got a group coaching program, the Ambitious and Abundant Group Coaching Program to be exact, that's coming out. And I've just got some great stuff coming up and I want you to be a part of it. So the link is in the show notes to hop on my email list and I will see you next week. I'll see you in the inbox. I'll talk to you later. Bye.